Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing, when will my ex contact me? So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back to the podcast, and today we are discussing, when will my ex contact me? So if you have been dumped, then a piece of advice you will hear from somebody such as myself is you need to walk away from a situation and go into the no contact period. And using no contact is something that I discuss in various podcasts. So make sure that you subscribe to my podcasts and check the others out so you get a more rounded opinion and viewpoint of what I describe, because there are different versions of the no contact rule, and I obviously believe that my version of a no contact rule will give you the best possible chance to try and get your ex back. But for people who are implementing the no contact rule, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, when will my ex contact me? Because to give you a very brief overview of the advice, it's that if you are dumped, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. Of course, there are exceptions to the rule, and I mentioned them in my other podcasts and also in the book that I've written, which is specifically designed to try and help you get your ex back, and that is available on my website, dateme.tips. So if you're in a position where you've been dumped and you are now going through no contact, you are in essence hoping to hear from your ex again. And you're going to be doing other things during no contact. It's not just about sitting there and waiting. And, you know, as I've just said, make sure you check out the other podcasts to fully understand what I'm talking about here. But you're probably wondering, when will my ex contact me? You know, I'm going through the no contact rule. I'm doing everything that's been suggested. When will they reach out? So, unfortunately, I need to say straight away, because I am a realist, and I think that's what separates me from other people that give advice online, is that there is not a 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. There is no magic formula that definitely guarantees you success. However, if you do everything right, then there is a fantastic chance that they will one day get back in touch. But this could be days, it could be weeks, it could be months, it could be a year. And as I've said, it might never happen. So if you're wondering, well, if you can't give me an exact time frame, then how am I supposed to know when they might reach out? Is there any signs? And all I can say on this is that your ex will reach out to you when the attraction of you in their eyes rises to a certain level, when it hits a certain peak. And they are so interested and curious about what you are doing now, and they get to the stage where they're almost desperate to hear from you. That is the point when they will reach out. So there is not a definitive time. It's nothing like, you know, you can set your watch to it and you can say, well, it's going to be 1 week or 1 month or 6 months or 9 months. You know, it's nothing like this. Everybody is different. Every situation is different. But what is the thing that runs through every situation is that it has to hit the peak of intrigue. So your ex needs to be at the stage where they almost can't continue, they just can't carry on with anything else in their mind until they've heard from you. And when they hit that level, they will reach out. So your job is to make them feel that. They need to feel like they can't continue with the rest of their day until they reach out. They need to be hitting the desperation level that you're probably battling through most days yourself. You're no doubt battling through the thoughts of you want to reach out to your ex, but because they've dumped you, you know that there is no point in this because you can't persuade somebody to take you back. The feelings need to grow organically. So you are going through this period now, you're battling with yourself, trying to go against all of the feelings and the pain and the desperation and the addiction almost of hearing from your ex again. And you need to make them feel that. And the best way you can do that, as I've said, is using the no contact rule, and also to try to raise their intrigue in you as much as you can using other ways. So I'm just going to let you know a couple of other ways of how you can raise that intrigue a little bit more. So firstly, you can use social media, and you need to be very careful with this, because if you're somebody who never really used social media before, then this is going to seem forced, it's going to seem unrealistic. But if you're somebody who does use social media, then you need to consider that even if your ex no longer follows you on social media, there is a very good chance that somebody they know does. So whether it's them directly or whether it's somebody else, you can kind of subtly and subconsciously pass them information by social media. So if you're having a great time in your life, or at least you're trying to suggest you are, then you need to make sure you're posting about this. But as I said, make sure it's realistic, don't over-exaggerate, don't make it obvious of what you're trying to do. But if you go out somewhere and have a great time, make sure you post some photos online. If you're doing something new, make sure you talk about it. But just keep it within the realms of what you normally do on social media. And these type of things are likely just to kind of slowly drip feed back to your ex. And at this stage, that will really start to raise their intrigue in you again. So remember that social media, if used properly, can be your friend in trying to make your ex feel more intrigue, interest, and ultimately raising their attraction in you again. So I said I'll give you a couple of ideas of how you can try to make them want to contact you again. So let's move on to the second suggestion. And this is via social proofing. And in essence, it's doing the same thing as I've suggested with social media, but doing it out in the real world. And this is, if you're starting to mix with new people and join new activities and clubs and groups and this kind of thing, then once again, things will no doubt slowly start to drip feed back to your ex. I mean, maybe people at a club you've joined, maybe they know your ex, or maybe somebody will see you off and out somewhere, you know, they might see you dressed in a certain way and then think, oh, I wonder where they're going, you know, they must be going to a group or a club or an activity or something that they didn't used to do. And these type of things can get back to your ex, whether they actually see it or not, they'll probably hear about it by somebody else. And the beauty of this is that social proofing will start to kick in, because if they see you interacting with other people, or they know that you're at a club or a group, then they will start to second guess themselves. They will start to think, well, maybe I was wrong about this person, because, you know, I didn't feel attraction to them, so I dumped them. But they seem to be getting on with these people. They seem to be having a great time with these new people. And if all these other people think they're good, if all these other people think that they're worth spending time with, and that they're, you know, useful and helpful and great even at something that they're learning to do, then maybe they are. You know, it ties into that classic example of people will go into a shop if they see it's busy, because it's social proofing. People think, well, okay, if that shop's busy, then it must be good. So if you're starting to live a busy life and people are noticing that you're spending time with others, because if you join a club or a group, then not only are you at that club or group, but you will probably have social activities and meetups planned with the people who also go there. So you're increasing your social circle and therefore increasing social proofing, because if people know that you're a great person and they enjoy spending time with you, then your ex will probably start to think, yeah, you know what, now, why don't I spend time with them? You know, I was probably wrong. You know, nobody else is thinking as I'm thinking. They want to be with that person, so maybe I should be as well. And this type of social proofing can be really, really beneficial in your opportunity to raise the intrigue in your ex. So I hope you've enjoyed these two examples I've given you. One, using social media, and two, using social proofing. They're very similar in a sense, but one is obviously online and one is out in the real world. And ultimately, you're just trying to get the message across to your ex, either directly or by other people, friends of friends, family members, anybody who might kind of know and see that you are now branching out, you're moving on with your life in your ex's eyes. And this will start to raise their intrigue, raise their attraction, and ultimately it will speed up the time and increase the chance that they will contact you again.